Now, I love used car dealers as much as the next guy. You put an alligator in a white shirt, cheap shoes, and some black slacks, give him a commission for every victim he drags into the sewer lagoon, I think you got a pretty accurate image. It's dog-eat-dog world, we all know that, but even in the jungle, the beasts of prey don't take smirking joy at dragging down their dinner. A used car salesman, he takes the kill the way we take a joke. Just when I thought there was pretty much no lower bar these reptiles could belly down to, along comes Missionary Motors in town. What lemon would Jesus drive? You know, if he was thinking of trading in the donkey. They got a nice Calvary cross where the T is in the Motors. I don't know if these folks read the chapter on Trump's favorite book or not, the one where Jesus turns over the tables in the temple where the merchants had set up shop, but I sort of doubt it. Of course, neither is Trump, so maybe they can be forgiven, no pun intended. But there's something sacrilegious about using your religion to sell cars, or mattresses, or real estate, or breakfast cereal, or just about anything else outside ecumenical material, if you ask me. I wonder what we would think if Mazda Motors rolled into our fair city and set up shop. What would Muhammad drive? Mostly I think he would be driven out of town, which is where I hope Mission Motors goes next. A few years back I stopped to get gas at El Jabe Mega Shop and was accosted by a guy in a panel truck with a fish on his tailgate and a business name stenciled across the side. His Biz. His being, you guessed it, God. Me, I had a fish too, but inside the fish it said Darwin. He asked in an accusatory way if I knew what that Darwin fish meant, and I said I had a pretty good idea, something to do with evolution if my memory served me well. He spluttered, "They sell those fish at the erotic bakery in Seattle." I said, "You could have slapped me with a mackerel, but what's your point?" He told me they bake cakes that look like penises. "This will come as sad news," I said, "but why would I care? It's a free country." I guess it's a slippery slope, freedom, and maybe I need to shut up about selling cars for Jesus, too, or Muhammad. You gotta buy them from somebody.
Oh,